watch over their flock by night. And the angel of the Lord said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. baby lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told about this child. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which are just as they had been told.
Of God, Mary, do you know that your job, and I am very proud of you, Tomlin.
Wish my mom and dad could have made it, though.
Well, you know, I'm sure they wanted to come, but just because we're parents doesn't mean we do everything right. I got a newsflash for you, Tommy. Grown-ups make mistakes, too.
Oh, trust me, I know. My dad!
I don't mean little mistakes like forgetting to take out the garbage or forgetting about what time to be at the church. I mean big mistakes. Like forgetting how important the holidays are, no matter how old you may be, or no matter how alone you may think you are. So you see, us grown-ups can still learn things from you kids.
So, you don't think Christmas is a kid's holiday anymore, huh?
No, sir, I do not. I think Christmas is a holiday for everyone. Sometimes it just takes kids like you to remind us. Now come on, take you home.
While I'm a grown up, Christmas was my favorite holiday for all the same reasons the children throughout the world still look forward to the season. Christmas meant school was out. Christmas meant great food. Christmas meant lots of toys and other presents. As I grew a little older, my feelings began to change. In high school and college, the only thing that Christmas vacation meant was midterms. Sweaters and socks, while nice, didn't provide the same sort of excitement from being unwrapped on Christmas morning. Christmas became another holiday. However, as I've continued to grow older and I'd like to think a little more mature, I found myself getting excited about the holiday season all over again. The tangible gifts haven't changed that much since high school. The reason for the holiday hasn't changed either. What has changed is the realization of its purpose. For me, Christmas is no longer a reason to get out of school. It's not a chance to unwrap the latest gadget or gift. Christmas is now an opportunity. It's an opportunity to praise God for the wonderful family of relatives I have. An opportunity to thank Him for the family of friends that support me. Thank Him for the amazing family of fans who allow me the opportunity to do what I love. It's an opportunity to slow down and think about the gifts and blessings I've received over the past year. And an opportunity to do my best to give a gift worthy of each person who's helped me along the way. That's probably why I love Joyful Noise so much. Not only is it dedicated to God for all the blessings that He's given me, but it's dedicated to each of you for being those blessings. We make this Joyful Noise for you. This year, we've realized that being together, we found the same thing out that Beverly and Tommy did in the show, that oftentimes you can be with family without being around people you're related to. And so I want to introduce you to some of the family right now from Chicago, Illinois, Mr. Felix DeCat Holler. Also from Chicago, Illinois, on bass guitar, Mr. Daniel Pearson. Earlier, you heard some extremely good music by an extremely talented young man. He's got a CD of his own. It's in the lobby. It's called Within. If you don't get it tonight, pick it up at your record store tomorrow. Not that the lines are going to be, not that it's going to be crowded in the stores tomorrow or anything. But, you know, I know you're going to buy Merry Christmas with Love anyway, so you might as well pick up Within. If you buy it tonight out of the conference, Wood will sign it for you. Himself will be out there. You can check it out there. Let's see if we can make the line wrap all the way around the building. There are a lot of people in here tonight who think we can do it. From Phoenix, Arizona, Mr. William Joseph. And a band this good would not be this good without an amazing musical director. And we're so blessed to have him with us. He's our musical director. He's a brand new daddy. His little baby girl, Tatiana, is how many weeks old now? Nine? Yeah, 9 weeks now. 9 weeks. He said yes, he knew definitively that it was 9 weeks. From Los Angeles, California, Mr. Andy Abad. Our dancers from Melbourne, Australia, Mr. Adam Kent. From Los Angeles, California, Mr. John Gosper. From Melbourne, Australia, Mr. Patricia Kent. And from Cheyenne, Wyoming, this year. He's got a few people in the audience. He's extremely talented, and he's from Raleigh, North Carolina. Mr. Gregory Ellis! Nice. What's going on with your nose? Turn it on, Debbie. We can hear you.
What? So
we can hear you. You can talk. Yeah, no, what's that?
It's a reindeer nose. I got it from someone.
You got some people in the audience tonight, is that right?
Yes.
Tell us who you got.
Okay, I've got people from my school.
Magellan? Where are they?
Over there somewhere.
Your teachers are here, right?
I've got some teachers, yes. I've got my grandparents from Canada, and I've got my family.
Your family's here. Your dad's in the back over here. Gregory's brother was in the show tonight. Gregory's brother was also here. Gregory's brother, Justin. Gregory's mom, Linda, and his dad, David, and his sister, Juliette, have been participating in the show quite a bit, so we thank them for being here tonight. And everybody else who came for Gregory, thank you so much. Somebody else has a few people in the audience as well. She's very special because the show probably would not have happened as it did tonight if it had not been for her. About 10 years ago, I was up at Leesville High School. I don't know if you know where that is. And I met a music teacher. I had a music teacher who introduced me to a song called Merry Christmas with Love, and that song became one of my favorites and was the motivation for this show here tonight. So it would not have been the same had it not been. Yeah, I still can't talk. Thank you, Allison. I appreciate that. Maybe we won't introduce her. She's making fun of me backstage in my ears. From Raleigh, North Carolina, my high school music teacher and an extremely, extremely talented lady, Miss Allison Lawrence. Some other friends of yours are also on stage this evening, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes! We go through every city. Hello, she was a good teacher, trust me. We go through every city. We like to allow the community theater to participate with us. We like to include community theater because it is kind of the backbone of theater in this country. And we've had an amazing time with some extremely creative and talented people. This time around from Raleigh Little Theater. Big round of applause. And regular plays. Make sure you support them, please. They gave me my start, so hey, give them a round of applause again tonight for us. Two people, please, double down,
California, Miss Angie Fisher.
Well, that's that.
Oh, well, thank
so effective, Ethan. Very nice. Thank you very much. Just cleared it right off. We started this show in Vancouver on November 2nd, which is a little early for Christmas. But it was fun. And we had a good time with it. How's that water, Andy? I was giving you a cue and all, but you were replenishing your liquids, I guess. We came through last year and we challenged everybody something for 2005. We challenged you not to save the spirit of the season until Christmas Day. Not to wait until December to tell the people that you love them. So we're going to challenge you the same thing for 2006. Turn to the person next to you, even if you don't know them, and give them a big hug, okay? And it's, aw, thank you.
godly